Robin Amber, you're the last team to arrive. I'm sorry to tell you, you have been eliminated from the race.
Eliminated on Sunday night on the Amazing Race All-Star Edition. Rob and Amber, the reality show couple that, well, by my math, they've gotten 6, maybe 7 years out of just going and appearing on reality shows. First, of course, on Survivor, where they met and fell in love. Then Survivor All-Stars, and then on The Amazing Race, and now on The Amazing Race All-Star Edition. And Rob and Amber are joining me here this afternoon on KMOX. Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, thanks.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Am I right? Is it like 6 or 7 years where you haven't had an actual job?
That's right. It's been 7 years since I auditioned for a Survivor for the first time.
Well, congratulations on putting off reality. What are you going to do now?
We don't know. No.
Got any job openings there?
No, but I am going to ask you about a rumor that several people emailed me when I mentioned that you were going to be on the show today. Several people emailed. Apparently, there's a rumor on the internet that your next project is a reality show based on Amber's pregnancy.
That's a good rumor.
No, it's absolutely false. We actually do have a big project in the works. It's probably the biggest project we've ever worked on. It's going to be bigger than Survivor, bigger than The Amazing Race, bigger than anything we've ever done before. It's not Amber being pregnant. not give any details at this time, but I promise you when you hear about it, people are going to explode.
Rob, is it you being pregnant?
No, not even close.
Let's talk about this season of The Amazing Race. You know what I got to ask you about? Again, last week we had David and Mary on, the Kentucky coal mining couple, who, by the way, idolized you and were thrilled that you were going to be there so that they could meet you, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
They were pretty excited to meet us.
Tell me about Elimination Station.
Well, Elimination Station is something new they started this year with The Amazing Race. And, you know, when you get eliminated from these reality shows, they have to keep you out of the public eye for the amount of time the show's on the air. So what they do is they usually rent a house or a villa somewhere. For us, it was in Acapulco, Mexico, and they filmed our daily activities while we were there to give the public a glimpse of, you know, what goes on after we're actually eliminated. It's pretty much a 24-hour party for like 3 weeks straight.
But it also means that you got to hang out with all of these people who don't necessarily like you.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, this time around we were pretty lucky with the group of racers that we were with. These teams seemed to respect us in a way, and we got along with them pretty well. Thankfully, we didn't have to do this with the last race. I mean, we came in second, but this time around was actually a lot of fun. We were actually friends with Kevin and Drew before this race, so it was exciting to hang out with them. And we didn't know Jill and John Vito, but they seemed pretty okay. And then when we met David and Mary for the first time, they were big fans of ours, so we knew they would be nice to us. We were just all praying that the next team would not be Sharla and Myrna.
And can you tell me if they are? No, of course you can't. I won't ask you to divulge any secrets here, but eventually you had to hang out with them, right?
You'll find out. You'll find out if you stay tuned watching the show.
Well, I mean, even if they won the thing, you had to hang out with them a little bit. So how was the relationship with you guys? Because on the show, it was as testy as any other.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Sharla is a great person. I think she has a great attitude and a competitive spirit. Myrna, on the other hand, is, you know, she's a little tough even for me to take. And I think all the teams kind of felt that. And, you know, to her credit, when you're in those situations, they're pretty stressful sometimes. So maybe that wasn't exactly who she is, but I don't know. I can't really make a fair assessment.
She definitely can't handle the pressure.
Having seen her on the show twice, I think you got a pretty good accurate assessment of how she is, at least on The Amazing Race, and I'm guessing a pretty good reflection. Because didn't you find that the show, because it's based on pre-existing relationships, that no matter how much you may try to fake it for TV, the real you is going to come out eventually because of the duration of the race and how much you're in front of the cameras?
Well, yeah, I think that is evident. I mean, we've been through it, you know, four times now with Survivor twice and The Amazing Race twice, and you raise a good point. I mean, a lot of people ask us, you know, what can we do to be in these reality shows? How can we get on and everything? And my only advice is be yourself because, you know, a chameleon can have many colors, But at the end of the day, when you have to do it day in and day out for 30 days or 39 days or whatever it may be, your true colors are going to shine.
So, Rob, does that yourself, does that mean that your true colors are a lion, thief, and cheat, and weasel?
When I'm in a competition show for $1 million, you bet your ass.
Good answer.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Rob and Amber, the reality show stars who just were eliminated Sunday night on the fourth episode of The Amazing Race All-Star Edition. We've had Phil Kogan on the show many times through the years and many of the teams who have been on there. But Rob and Amber would probably be among the biggest stars who've been on that show. Amber, how many times have you explained to Rob how to spell Philippines?
You know, that was a tough one to swallow. When we watched the show for the first time on Sunday, we hadn't even realized what our mistake was. We just learned the other night.
Really?
Yeah. So it was kind of frustrating. The reason why, I mean, I kept wanting to leave, but I understand the reason why Rob wanted to stay, because it was just so frustrating not knowing what we had wrong, and finally we just had to suck it up and leave. But we just found out for the other day, same time as you, that we had actually spelled that word wrong.
The reason why we just found out the other day was because, despite what you saw on TV where you say Phil says that, you know, spelling is an important element in the challenge, that was actually never conveyed to us while we were doing the challenge. It wasn't written down in the rule, in the clue, in the additional information at all. Nobody said the spelling, so we could have stayed there literally all day and never got it right, because we didn't know that's what was wrong.
So, Amber, what was your reaction when you saw it on Sunday night?
I was frustrated. Just to tell you the truth, I was frustrated because the other team, when we saw Chenna and Joyce's sign on the television, their words were even, you couldn't even read what they were, let alone know if they were spelled right. So I was pretty upset about it.
Upset with Rob or upset the
feeling? I definitely wasn't blaming Rob for the challenge, because to tell you the truth, if he wasn't there, I would have never figured out that it started in Seville. I just didn't know that. My history wasn't my favorite subject in school. So.
they do make some of the challenges a little more, the roadblocks and detours a little tougher on this season. But Rob, the one reputation that you have above all others is you are a mastermind at figuring out A, how a game works, and B, how to make it work best for you. And so, again, I'm kind of micro-amazing racing you here, but don't you notice when you're doing a challenge like that, hey, look, the cameraman keeps going over there and keeps shooting that map, or are you aware of what's going on around you?
Absolutely. I mean, I try to pay attention to those little things that, you know, the casual viewer doesn't necessarily see, like what you just said, you know, watching the cameraman and seeing what they're doing. There was actually an instance in the previous race that we did. We were in India looking for a flight, and I noticed a cameraman shooting a sign of Air India. And we couldn't find a flight on Air India, but sure enough, there was an earlier flight on Air India, and that was a tip-off. I mean, when I go into these things, I try to be as competitive as possible and always play by the rules. I know you mentioned cheating, but we've never actually cheated in any of the shows.
No, no, no.
What we're good at doing is trying to manipulate the rules to work within them and make it work to our advantage.
Absolutely.
You know, so it was tough to watch that the other night, seeing what we did wrong. You know, at the end of it all, though, it wouldn't have really made a difference, because all the teams that did the sign challenge ended up in the second flight anyway.
That's true, and you would have been late there later anyway. And then, of course, there was that ultimately frustrating moment for you when Myrna found the envelope with their names on it before you got to yours. And when you got to the finish line, you knew that you were way behind. I know that they do a good job of editing the show, but how far behind them were you really?
We were at least 10 or 15 minutes behind. I mean, we hadn't even read our letter, and Myrna and Shala had already crossed the finish line. So they made it look like a foot race, which is, you know, a great credit to the editing department, The Amazing Race. But in all actuality, it wasn't as close as they made it seem.
You know, before, when I joked about your reputation, you said, when I'm in it for $1 million, that's all that matters. Amber, I was surprised you didn't give that as your answer the other day when Myrna said to you, why did you lie to me? My answer would have been, because I'm playing for $1 million.
Yeah, but you know what, to tell you the truth, when you're still in the game, you got to make sure you say the right thing. I didn't know how much longer. I thought, you know what, we might have to compete with these people for the next how many more weeks. Got to keep somewhat of a relationship with them, that if I would have to lie to them, again later on, that they would believe me yet again.
Gotcha. See, these two...
Manna did a voiceover on the show the other night saying that she didn't believe Amber and she knew that she was lying, but that was after the fact. I mean, she did that interview after they had passed the finish line. In all actuality, she spent over 20 minutes down there looking for the clue. She had no idea Amber was lying.
You two are very, very good at understanding how the game works and how to play it. And you've watched yourself on every episode of Survivor and The Amazing Race, I'm sure.
Yeah, we watch the shows. We're big fans of them. And, you know, when we watch them, even like Survivor that's on now, we're constantly critiquing them and thinking about how we would have done something differently. You know, I think it's just a testament to our competitive nature.
Have you ever been surprised watching the show to hear what other people said about you that you didn't know about at the time?
Actually, there was a lot this season that we were surprised about because Rob and I tended to stay away from the pack this time around. We just wanted to stay out of the drama. And so watching this season and seeing what was going on with the other teams was pretty interesting. I enjoyed the clip of Myrna asking the flight person when they were getting their tickets. Yeah, we had a friend named Rob. Was he on this flight too? It was just kind of funny to know that we're in some other country and they're still so paranoid about where we were.
Yeah, it is amazing the image you guys set up for yourselves so that everybody was always wondering, where are Rob and Amber? Where are Rob and Amber? Which is a psychological advantage to you, isn't it?
It's a huge psychological advantage, and it's a physical advantage in the game too, because if they're preoccupied with where we are, it may, you know, open some doors for us to get ahead. And you know, I was actually surprised that they were as preoccupied as they were with us after watching the first show that we did, seeing how all the teams were preoccupied and it didn't work out for them. I thought that they would come into this, you know, a little differently, not being as concerned about us. But, you know, they were, and it worked to our advantage for the first three legs. We were running great. We came in first every leg. And then, you know, we ran into some really bad luck on the last leg, and you know, that's all you can do.
That's it. Amber, you've done the show twice with Rob, and you traveled all over the world. What were the best and worst places they sent you?
You know, I think to this day, when we went to Africa on the first race, that was pretty spectacular. I mean, I know a lot of people have, like, a list of things they want to do before they die, and there's always a safari on there somewhere. And we got to go on a safari there, and it was pretty amazing. And this time it was pretty neat. I mean, even though it was where we got kicked off, I think to be, you know, at the southernmost tip was pretty cool. We even got that stamped in our passport. So those were my two favorite places. I wouldn't say the worst place, but I think the toughest place to travel through was probably India. We just went through huge culture shock there. And it's just an area that is completely different than what we're used to. And it was really hard to adjust.
Yeah, Phil told me the reason he loves when the show takes the contestants to India is because he likes to see the look on their faces when they smell it the first time.
That's so true. And to tell you the truth, to this day, I cannot walk into an Indian restaurant or smell curry anywhere. It just makes me I'm done with it.
All right, Rob and Amber, I appreciate your time. We'll look forward to whatever your next big announcement is. I hope you'll come back on the show and talk about whatever that adventure is going to be.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Rob and Amber Mariano eliminated on Sunday night from the Amazing Race All-Star Edition here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.